And we're live, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back to another edition of the Link Up Podcast with your hosts, Mr. King, Kana, Woods, Kalissa, and Rashid here in the building. Like, got the full house here in the building. I was going to say, you know, this is take two for those who don't know. I'm exposing our business now. But anyway, welcome back to the Link Up Podcast. Continue with the tradition of themes that we started. This episode is no different. And today's theme was picked by none other than our moderator, Kalissa. So I'm going to pass the mic on to her to continue to introduce what we're going to be talking about today and why. So, Kalissa, do your thing.
All right. Hello, hello, folks. I basically see a post online and I thought it was very interesting. And I think it speaks volumes to, like, some of the stuff that I myself encounter and, like, I know a lot of my friends experience as well. So I thought it would be an interesting topic to talk about. So I'm going to just read off a little bit of the post for y'all so y'all can understand where we're coming from. So the post started, basically it was somebody reacting to what this guy posted anonymously. He posted, "I once approached a teenage girl around 14 years old by asking her for directions at first. Then proceeded to ask her for her name. She became afraid and started walking away. I followed her and then she went from walking briskly to running. He said her gait was peculiar and then because she ran like a newborn fawn and turning around every so often. So he thought this was like amusing apparently. And then he stated, now I want to make it perfectly clear that I absolutely abhor rape and did not have any intention in that direction and not to molest her or anything like that, okay? So then he claimed that she had no reason to be frightened. I wasn't going to do anything. But the feeling when you follow a girl and she notices you and she tries to lose you or picks you up. Okay, picked up the pace. Sorry.
It's a little gist of it.
No, but like some of the sentences don't make any sense. Mm-hmm. So then, so basically, he's saying that it's a good feeling when you become the most important thing to her and like the rest of the crowd like falls away because they become insignificant. It's actually what he says. Mm-hmm. So you're no longer a random insignificant face in the crowd. And then he admit that it's kind of low level behavior, but he enjoys doing it. And that he does it like that this is something he does frequently. And then basically y'all get the gist of that post.
That sounds quite rapey to me.
No, but someone made it like, so what I thought was interesting was not only what he said, but also how people reacted, because there was one reaction saying that, what's it like being a woman? And then somebody answered, when men psychologically torture you for fun to tell themselves that they become what?
So is your reading or is these people?
People got bad sentences.
So I seen a pattern here. What's going on?
No, it was like because the first thing had confused me because like he said her gait was peculiar, and then he was like she ran like a newborn fawn. Like some of the sentences don't make sense.
It makes sense.
Her gait is something
you would say normally.
Yeah, a gait is in reference to like the way a person walk, like the distance between the legs or the space in between steps and something like that.
No,
that is
some
what...
of them don't... I know, but like I looking for the exact post because it had like six pictures. Mm-hmm. I couldn't remember where it was.
But why are you looking? Just give the sum of thing.
Basically the person was like, so that meant, so the one that I thought was the most interesting was somebody commenting on the fact that men psychologically torture women.
Mm-hmm. And this is an example of that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can say that's psychological. I feel like that's physical. Like, you legit physically running after somebody.
No, but that's didn't say he was running.
Well, he said that he wasn't running after somebody. But, yeah, and then he... No, but him purposely making her feel uncomfortable and then making her think like there's something to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he said that he had no intention of physically harming her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, I see what you mean, but I don't know. Since... Either way, I don't know how I like what made you choose this as a topic, because like what about this maybe?
I mean, I've been followed home on several occasions, so like to me it was interesting in the sense that to know that maybe some of the people didn't have the intention of physically harming me, but get a thrill out of making me anxious and making me fail for potentially my life or things like that, you know?
But I don't know. I feel as a sicko type something. I can't speak for nobody else, but like I can't relate.
Yeah, that's some other shit.
But I honestly think like I have had experiences where like men intentionally, like you could see, like based on the actions, that they just wanted to scare me.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. Like,
when how you, do you when know when somebody trying to actually do you harm and when somebody when just they, trying to scare you?
No, like it have times when, a guy just start running, like he start approaching me really quick to see me run, and then he stop and laugh.
Yeah.
Like shit like that. Like, or like when walking, coming towards me, and I on the opposite side of the road, and he fake like he was going cross and do something to me, and then he stop. So like that's what I'm saying. Like I've experienced like times where I think like people was doing it just to fuck with me, and then I had other times where I honestly believe I was like in danger, because I've been followed, like I've actually been followed all the way home before, like in Aruba. I had a time I was walking home from school. I couldn't have been older than like, I had to be like 13-14 years old, and a guy followed me home on a bike from my school, like pretty much the gate of the school, all the way to the door of my house, because I was walking, like I used to walk home at that time. And usually, and I remember Claire was like a Friday, and usually I just go by my grandmother's on Fridays, but I was afraid that the person would pass back and try and break into the house or something like that, so I didn't want to go by my grandmother's house. Like, my house at least had, like, cameras, and we have big dogs, so the chance of somebody trying to do something there is, like, less likely, because you could see that we have, like, a security system, like, from outside. So I was like, better I actually go home, even though I'm going to be alone, than pass by my grandmother's house, because I was afraid now that somebody would try come in and then end up hurting my grandmother. And but then I had...
never mind. Continue.
No, so what you was gonna say?
Continue your story.
No, I was gonna say like I was gonna give you a next story. I've been followed home from Central a bunch of times.
Like, situations like that is crazy. Like when you think about following somebody from school to their house type of thing, it's like.
And it was a good yourself,
like to try 15, to understand the behavior is like there's some things like I forget which one of y'all had said, either kind of words describing it as sicko behavior. Is like at some point you can't find no other way to describe it than that type of thing, because I literally try to put myself in the mindset of like why and what is the motivation. This homie talking about this thing being a trail, like for me, like my thought, there's been times when I'm walking and a girl is in front of me, and in my mind I do think like I wonder if she think I'm following her type of stuff. It's like, it might just be like, we happen to have to like walk the same direction type of thing. And in some ways I could see that, okay, you know, she maybe she crossed the road and gone on the next side and it's like, well, I apologize if I make you uncomfortable in some kind of type of way. I'm not saying none of that, of course, but it's like, if I gotta walk the same direction as you, I have to walk the same direction as you. I ain't trying to do that not make you feel uncomfortable if you decide to run off or something like that. And that's where it's like, it's a tricky thing, because I understand where it comes from, where the fear comes from. And it might seem like in a kind of paranoid sense where you, from a woman's perspective, you never know. Like, you can't necessarily tell who just trying to do this for kicks or who actually want to do something or who just happened to be walking in the same direction as you. Is like, I understand that the guard is up for all scenarios, because you can't ever really tell what is what until it goes left or until it turns out he laughing and he was trying to make a joke. Like, you never really know.
Like, I have two stories to tell. One is not that I think it's funny. So I do scare my girlfriend a lot, but I do that, like, in the sense that, like, when we walk in, I, like, stomp fast or something just to make her frightened, because she's always, like, a little tense. So I'm that asshole. But I do have a neighbor. The first time I met my neighbor, I came back from a club, and we went to the same club, and we got into the same bus, and we were walking back home, and it was legit like, yo, this guy is following me from the club, and now he's walking, and then going to the same building, going in, like, going to the same elevator, and then,
that's tense.
Yeah, and even in, like, walking home, like, taking the same turns and everything, and then when she saw me finally going to the door, she was like, oh my god.
No, but it's for sure. Like, flash
before her eyes.
Yeah, she said she was scared the whole time. I was like, sorry.
But yeah, but if you like, if she had seen a key, she wouldn't have taken nothing. You check.
Yeah, I didn't think that far. It was kind of but yeah.
True.
But my question is, Rashid, you ever had something like that?
Not to my knowledge. I probably had situations like King City where you're walking behind somebody and you wonder to yourself, like, if that person feel any type of way that you in the back of them or something like that, but never to the extent of something like what Woods brought up.
So then my question would have been, if y'all notice that, do you change your behavior and try to make her comfortable, or do you just say fuck it and continue doing what you're doing?
Okay, how would you change your behavior and make her comfortable?
That was actually one of the posts that it said a guy posted, if he walking on the same street side of the road as a girl, he will cross the road to make her feel more safe. So like, she knows that he don't have any type of intentions, because from once he crossed, like, she feels some type of like calmness. Which I probably would agree with, like, because if a dude, like, if I walk in on the same side of the road as a guy and he crossed the road, it would make me feel a lot better, honestly.
Of course.
I get it, but I don't think I would go that far.
I know.
You see, I asked you the question to all you folks to see how much, to gauge how much of an asshole-ish my answer is.
Because I know, but the thing is, I just
run through everybody.
I am, and I'm I know, like, because then it would be like the whole, because I make white people uncomfortable when I walk in the city. Now, should I now move to the side because they are uncomfortable because I'm walking on the street? So I use that same analogy with that. Like, it's just, I am me, so I'm not going to, because if you feel uncomfortable,
honestly, I think that's different, because I could tell you from experience, generally, I could tell when somebody is following me rather than when it's just coincidentally we go in the same place. Like, it's just certain things that will give it away. And as I was saying, when I was followed home from Central, like, I see the panel sitting down. He see me. He was watching me for a long time. Then he get up, tell everybody bye, and then get, like, he was staring at me, stand up next to me, try talk to me, get on the same metro, try ask me where I'm going, all of that. And, like, you know, it ain't like, that's what I say in the day when I get followed home too. That's why it's not just like, oh, just because somebody walking next to me or walking the same path, I go automatically assume you're following me. But as I'm telling you, with y'all, it's probably a different circumstance where you wouldn't have to do all of that extra stuff, because it honestly, for me personally, I have found, like, I could generally tell when somebody really trying to follow me rather than they coincidentally happen to be going the same place. Like, yes, with a hallway situation, what Woods described, that would feel a little thing to me. But in other circumstances, I wouldn't necessarily think, oh, somebody follow me, unless I see certain things. Because when I walk in somewhere alone, I just people going on around me. That's why I tell you, I peep from when the partner leave. The same thing happened at Ruba. The partner was, like, riding around by his house. He see me, and then he started following me home on a bike. He was on the same side of the road with me. He was following me the whole way. When I stop, he stop. You know, those type of things. And then when I walk in my yard, he leave, and he gone back on his way. Like, he didn't have no business, especially where I live. He ain't got no business over there, you know? Ain't got nothing there. So I feel like it's kind of like a difference, because you can't really equate what y'all is be doing to a partner who actually trying to follow somebody.
No, but we're not trying to equate it to each other. We're just saying, like, if we see the girl being uncomfortable, do we change our mannerisms to make her feel comfortable, or do we just go about our business? Because we know, I mean, the conversation for us will never be the same, because we will, none of us here, or at least I would hope, would just willingly, out of our business, go, hey, you know, I'm going to follow this chick to see where the fuck she lives. I don't have the time or the patience for that shit. So,
I mean, honestly...
Sorry, just the way you said it made me laugh. I'm sorry. I didn't have the time or the patience.
But would say some, no, he wouldn't cross the road in that situation.
Yeah, that's what
I wouldn't, to be quite honest, I wouldn't either, because I mean, why is honestly, for me, is a bit of a in between type something, because while I do have a lot of female friends, and I do have a lot of family that I care about that are women. So I would like to say that, yeah, you know, I would like to believe that if another guy had to see one of my people, my loved ones, being uncomfortable, that, you know, they would cross the road or whatnot and stuff like that. But that's me being selfish for my people. If that was me, and I have to put me in that situation now, I don't necessarily think I would do that, because I know I wouldn't do anything. So my initial reaction would be like, if you feel something, I mean, I'm sorry for you for what you've been through and your experiences, but that ain't got shit to do with me.
Like, I feel what, like, the analogy Woods gave, to me, that summed it up, like, perfectly. Because, like, when I think about the situation, I can't help but look at it in the same way, more or less, whereas, like, there's times when some old white lady, I get on the elevator or whatever, or I walk in this, for example, times when I come on a train, she in the same train stop, and she start clutching her purse close next to her and stuff like that. Is like, do I sit somewhere else because you racist and assume I trying to rob you? It's like, no, I trying to sit down type of thing. You and your racism, that's your problems. That's what's going on in your mind. That is not my reality or what I am planning to do or anything like that. So I know that is slightly different, because the intention, it's fear at the end of the day. Like, when you see a girl cross the road or whatever because she thinks somebody following her. Similarly to the white lady who's clutching her purse, it's both of them is fear. But it's like, I don't know, because I honestly was trying to think of what is the right thing to do, because I get that if you trying to make the woman feel comfortable, but it's not my fault you're not comfortable type of thing. So it's like, I go extra out of my, like, I other people may have follow you, but it's, I ain't the person that follow you. It's like, if I ain't got no plans to follow you or stalk you or anything like that, holding your hand when you're trying to go anywhere, like, none of these is things I plan to do. Is like, I'm just trying to walk. I know, I guess we all share more or less the same opinion on that. Whereas, like, I mean, I don't think I'm across the road.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong either. I'm not saying that that women in general don't have the right to feel that way of taking strangers, because you never know. You can't tell who's who. Even people that you know, you never know what the hell they're going to do. Mm-hmm. But just that, for like me personally, is like, all right, yeah, again, sorry you feel that way and sorry the experience you have. Again, I have nothing to do with me.
I mean, in all honesty, I have that feeling too. If I'm walking in the park coming back from like
this, is what
I was about to bring it up too.
And there's like two random guys walking behind me. I'm tense.
But I get nervous when I see drunk white dudes in the park, because I'm like, I don't know if any of these is a football hooligan who can scream the N word at me. Because they drunk and feel like if I honestly, that is how I just feel when they see a group of drunk white dudes, and it's be like, I don't know if
but any you know, of y'all that,
racist and feel like doing no dumb shit to me. I don't know.
You know, that's interesting that you say that, because you know I have it the opposite. I am more comfortable. I would be more at ease if I had to see a group of white fellas. If I walk in late at night, then I have to see a group of black people.
My thing is be like, they ain't trying to rob me. I look like the people who doing the robbing. That is my logic. Like, according to the stereotype.
Well, Sean talking about like, because he looked like it too, so...
But that's the thing. For me, it's not necessarily... Like it's racist on my end as well, but different, for lack of a better term. Why I say it's still racism, okay, because
are you getting kind of off topic though? I feel
that's true. Yeah. But the group, it depends on group is the people in general. Like, if you're not doing anything to be a dick, and the home girl feel uncomfortable, then like, yeah, you can't do anything else just other than not.
Yeah, because you can't even say, like, I'm not going to do anything, because then...
Yeah, because that just make you sound even creepier.
Yeah, so, like, you sound like you're doing something.
Kalissa, let me ask. Like, you're the only female on the panel that has be on the receiving end of this behavior. Mm-hmm. You said that you would feel more comfortable if a dude crosses the room. But, like, do you feel it's, like a dude's responsibility to do it? Like, no, if he doesn't, you appreciate it, but are you feel like it's kind of compelled, or like
I don't think it's his responsibility, because look, at the end of the day, if something happened, the first question I gonna get asked is what was doing there, what was walking alone. Like, that's the but you was paying attention, or like, that's the first thing that going to be asked, honest to God. Then it's my responsibility to make sure that I keep myself as safe as possible. And at the same end, like I said, like, at the same time, I don't believe anybody who happened to be going in the same direction as me is following me. I just saying that in my experience, you can tell a difference, because there's certain behaviors that I see and then I like, this shady. And I think girls who've been in a position also know. Because it's like, if I stop and you stop, something wrong. Or like, if I check in sometimes, I just do this. Like, I just have my phone here and I check in to see. Or I looking at your shadow. Like, different things I doing to make sure, like, I keep in mind my headphones. It might show that it might look to you like they're on, but they're not on. I listening to what going on behind me. I trying to see how many people behind me. Even when I'm coming down from the station, if I come in by myself, I'm making sure that I have like three guys behind me, I'm making sure at all times I know where it is, I know what they're doing, I'm listening to the conversation, I'm like seeing how far away it is from me. If I speed up, they're gonna speed up, like them, those type of things, you know? If I turn left, you're gonna turn left, like at a certain point, especially if I'm going somewhere that's like basically a straight road, but I end up taking like a longer way, or like I turn a bunch of times for no reason and you turn behind me, that to me, that's sketchy. So it's like, you not responsible for doing anything. Like, if you just walk in, just continue walking. I would know if somebody starting to look a bit like off, you know, like even though you might think like I'm not peeping shit, as soon as I hear like people behind me and I alone, especially at certain times of the day, it's a wrap for me. Like, no, I very vigilant, like I'm making sure I know what's going on, like, and I also making sure like, I have my phone open on somebody that I could call, like, right away, that's nearby. So, and to that point, to meet me sometimes.
I'm sorry. No, I was going to say, to that point, sometimes I have noticed, like, before, if a girl in front of me and I notice she crossed the road, right? And I also need to cross on that side, I would wait a bit longer to cross. Yeah.
I just do that too. But then,
like, there's times when I'm making certain decisions, and then my head is like, I know, look, yo, this probably look mad. Like, there's been many times where I felt that, and it's like, yo, I hope you know, we're not talking, but I hope you know I'm not trending, because I know how this looks. Like, I can, like, imagine legit, from your perspective how this looks.
Legit, like, again, mentioning back the walk that I had from...
yours is terrible. That's an, like, extreme example.
Like, but, like, yeah. For me, it was no, but also I surprised have... every time she turned, I had to turn too. It was like, because it was like, even, like, the way we were walking almost in parallel at a certain point, and... Like, I turn, she turns. It's like, oh, fuck. No, this is getting awkward. And then...
You see, the moment, you gotta try path, like, I don't know.
No, I had to pee.
Like, it was... Like, there was no... like, if I speed up and then... No, but I had a friend that, like, you know, that same thing happened to her. And she's... The girls are really do shit to check to see if, like, what going on. If it really going on. Like, my friend, she stopped at her mailbox to see if the panel was going to stop, because she noticed somebody was following her. Stop at a mailbox to check her mail. He stopped there, but didn't check no mail.
Yeah.
So then when she went in, he went in too. Gone up the stairs, he gone up the stairs too. You know what I say? Like,
that's different. In my defense,
because they were waiting on the elevator. They was waiting on the elevator. Then when she bust off gone stairs, he went bust off gone stairs.
Yeah, okay. Like, yeah, that's different.
Okay.
In my defense, she didn't stop. We were just walking. Like,
it's okay, Woz. We not nobody trying to call you.
No, we friends. Yeah. No, we cool. We kicking it.
No, but like, my whole point of the topic was, I thought it was interesting that, like, some dudes that do it on purpose, like to instill that type of fear. Like, that's,
I was gonna think with that. I was gonna play devil's advocate with that one. This is for the fellas, obviously. If y'all get that feeling, right, that the girl who's in front of you think that you're following her, would you feel somewhat offended and then do it on purpose just because you realize that she thinks it?
No.
Okay, so maybe I just a little bit of an asshole.
Yeah.
I understand where you're coming from, Kana, because
that is why I would do it.
But I gave the example from the bus. Yeah. Your racist has not. I must sit closer to you because you think I'm gonna rob you. Like, you clutching your purse.
This would lead to my next question. Now with King, now.
But that's the thing. Here's the thing. Those racist people that has clutched the purse when they see a black guy who sit next to them, right? How many of them you think actually get robbed by a black guy versus girls who feel funny but actually get followed home on a regular?
But that's the thing. We don't know. Suppose they did have bad experience and it was happening to be with black people. Or maybe they just they're not doing that just because we black. Maybe they're doing that because we men in general. Just like how this whole conversation starts in the first place. We don't know. We assuming they're doing it because she's a little old lady, a little white old lady, and because we are of a darker hue. Right. But we don't necessarily know.
Let me ask, right? Why feel offended if a female react this way? Mm-hmm. When we know that there are dudes out there that be following women,
I could answer that.
So why would you feel like the reason I wouldn't feel offended is because I know that shit exists. So I was like, okay,
I believe,
and that's why regarding the following thing, that's why I react the way I do. Is like, I'm not necessarily going to the extent of crossing the road, but. Mm-hmm. I still keep in a distance type of thing because I'm not trying to. I understand. I sympathize with it. I know that's a real thing. The racist thing to me, that just bothers me. But even still, in a real life situation, I'm going out of my way to do something to I'm just maybe sitting down on a seat. Mm-hmm. If you feel a way about that, it's like, whoa, well,
yeah.
I'm making myself more comfortable.
I'll come back to King's situation, but with Rashid, with your question, Rashid, my knee-jerk reaction to that would be like, who the fuck you think you is that I even want to be following you in the first place? But I have that reaction because in my head, I would never do that. I would never have that thought to be like, bah, yo, let me fuck this girl, yeah, so fine. But this is me from my standpoint. Again, I understand where the women's point is. But that's why I would say, like, my first reaction be like, who the fuck you think you is? Like, I didn't, like, okay, you look good, and so what? That's not like what the fuck? But then going deeper into it, if you have to look from the different reaction, all that, I can understand why they might feel away.
But it's not even that though. But the thing you saying, like, or you feel that way because you would never do that. But it's not something that's about you personally. Because honest to God, I could tell you right now, whenever I've been followed, I can't even tell you what a people's face look like. Or like, yeah,
Rashid's question wasn't about the women though. That's my whole thing. It wasn't about all you this.
Yeah, but
his question was, because I had said, like, wouldn't you feel if some fellas would feel offended and whatnot? And that's what he was asking, like, why would guys feel offended? I can't speak for more fellas.
No,
yeah, I know. I can't speak for more fellas, but I know that was my thought process, at least. But that's just me personally. And that's why I asked, too, why, like, if all you would feel a way of, or if all you would you know, consider doing the same, because it's not to say I would go and follow her just on purpose, but like my thought would be like, but I should do it just for spite.
I understand the thought. Like, for me, it's a similar thing where it's like, it to me is the same situation where, hey, you look good, oh, you reject me, okay, well, then go your scunt bitch type of thing. It's that same type of a. It's not what should happen. It's the reaction to rejection, or like, not exactly rejection, because he wasn't even trying. But that is like,
yeah, I feel like that's a different, a different explanation, because.
But I mean, it's like the human mechanism. I mean, the human mechanism where it's like, just I don't know, I can't find the right word to, you know, phrase it, but to me, it's a similar thing that's kind of like. Not to say it's the same equivalent, because in this situation, you're not trying to holler at her or whatever. You just go in your business. She decide, okay, I'm across. You feel offended. It's like, I get why. To me, it's the same reason with my racist thing. The offense is the same. So I understand the knee-jerk reaction. It's your fears, but that's your brain. Like, I'm not trying to do nothing to you. I can't fix what is happening in your head. What's the way you might have a racist reaction and do something like that? So I get the feeling offended too.
Yeah, but at the same time, if something does go down, that's my problem. Because the first thing somebody will turn around and ask you, what you defend yourself, or like you was paying attention, you were vigilant. All those fucking questions is what you just get asked. Because whenever I tell somebody, oh, this and this happened, oh, why you didn't do this? Why you didn't do that?
But then that just goes to my next question. Well, is obviously a problem. Not saying anything we here discussing is right or wrong. But my question is now, it is a question. Was the better way to tackle it? Because instead of just complaining, and we obviously address the fact that it's not right. Men shouldn't be doing it. But that's obviously not enough, because it's been wrong for the amount of decades and centuries that humans have been around.
Yeah, but at the same time, but if I cross the road, you won't get offended. Like, make it make sense.
What?
It's a knee-jerk reaction. Can I just explain? It's a knee-jerk reaction. He's not saying, okay, and therefore, now I am going to rape you or whatever because you crossed the road. So that prompts me to chase follow you. His knee-jerk thing might be like, well, I'm offended. All right, cool. Cross the road.
But that's the same thing that dude they're posting. That's my point. He's starts it. Oh, yeah, but I wasn't going to do anything. You assume I was going to do something.
No, I think you're missing.
So now we're gonna
that's a bit different.
Kalissa, you're missing what he's saying. What Sean is saying is, his first initial thought would be, because he was not even trying to approach this girl or do anything to this girl, but this girl still, quote unquote, technically rejected him in some type of way, even though he didn't do anything. So his knee-jerk reaction in his head, not that he's gonna do it, in his head would be like, well, fuck you, or something like that, you know, and continue walking his way. Not that he's going to do it, but that thought process of, like, being offended does cross his mind, because he's not a rapey guy. But you treated him somewhat like a rapey guy, because he was like, oh, let me go on the side because he's probably going to do something. Or I think he's going to do something. That's what he was saying. Not that he's doing it, but the thought process of being offended does go through his mind, because he's not that type of guy. Get what I'm saying?
I think the difference with the post that you told us about, Kalissa, is that this dude in the post got a thrill from seeing this girl feel some type of way, right? And that's completely different from what Kana was saying.
Yeah, but he did say that he's not a rapey guy neither.
Yeah,
but feeling a thrill wanting to do something is completely different than feeling offended. Like, yo, who the fuck you think you is that I would even want to consider following you? How are you equivalent?
But then you turn around and say, I should do it just because.
Yeah, but again, that's a thought. Homie actually did it. So you don't see the difference between the two.
To me, this is similar to the jealousy conversation we was having, where it's like, some people, you feel jealous and you go off the handle and whatever. That is wrong. We're not talking about that. The emotion, that is what Kana is referring to. Just the initial knee-jerk, the offense. Mm. That happens to me. That isn't necessarily right or wrong. Nothing is wrong with that. It's just a feeling. What you do after that is a problem. Same way with jealousy. You could feel jealous. Decide to burn down your boyfriend's car or whatever. Like,
okay, let me say it like this. That would be like if King went next to the old lady and the old lady grabbed her purse, and then he was like, oh, you think I'm going to steal your purse? Well, now I'm going to do it for spite, because you think that I'm going to do it. That would be the difference, I guess.
But then, you see, that was actually going to one of my questions, because I was going to actually ask King with that when I was going to go back to him. I was gonna ask, like, if you see her doing like that and you really feel like he's a racist or something, like, do you go closer to her and be like, boo? And then just, like, pick her out even more? just leave her alone.
Honestly, in, like, before King answers, the question that was directed to him directly, I don't even want to sit next to that woman. That's me personally.
Like, for me, my main thing is be like, normally it's more situations where they'll get up and move. And then it's like, oh, okay, thank you. Like, I know it's happening, you don't want to sit next to me, or you just think something happened, but it's like, thank you for the space. Like, on trains and stuff like that, I've seen that happen mad times.
Oh, yeah, man. Every time I go, come back from school.
So, it wasn't something where it's like, I'm going out of my way to look for that or try to instigate nothing. It's like, I walk in, I sit here. I look in general, I normally try to sit where I have space, because I don't want nobody sitting next to me. Like,
but then no. What going back to what I wanted to ask initially. I believe we had this conversation on the podcast. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised with what episodes we had by now. But obviously, like I was saying, obviously, the fellows doing that in general is wrong, and the fact that women always have this constant state of fear just going out in public is wrong. But my question is. Is not enough just to accept it and to say it's wrong. But in which way do we address it? Do we address it as...
That's kind of why I was asking Kalissa.
Oh, but that's my mind. Okay, I guess why I asking the fell, why asking more of the fellas? Because we as the fellas is the one who's doing it.
I feel like
So while the women are the victims, they are the victims, but it's the men's behavior that have to change. Mm-hmm. But my question is, are you teaching the girls to be more tough and not to accept shit like that? Or are we legit trying to teach the younger ones or men in general to change their behavior? Or do we feel like it's too late for the older ones? Or do we go focus on the younger ones to upcome to change the stigma or whatever for the upcoming generation?
Wait, what do you mean? Should I guess?
Accepting
As in, for instance, all races, white men, we will never be able to change them for them to accept that black people are equal to everybody else. That's never going to happen.
No, but you say to teach women not to accept things like that. That's what you said.
For lack of a better term, yeah. When I mean accept it, I mean, I guess I have to explain that a little bit better. Yeah, because that sound a little tense. I guess what I'm trying to get at is what I mean accepting, but not to be less afraid, or try to get them to be less afraid, for lack of a better term. Not to have that constant anxiety. I still don't even know if that's still sounding a little.
That's not a solution. That is not a solution to me.
Nope.
Yeah, because if
what is the problem?
You're not vigilant, and then if you're not staying on top of shit, then again, when something happened, they're going to turn around and ask you, yeah, but why you wasn't paying attention?
See, that's my point. First of all, that needs to change, because that's the culture of fear, the culture of women are below men. That's the culture of if a guy goes into your house, because this is what used to happen back then in the Caribbean, on Aruba specifically, when the men went to work and the mother was maybe outside of the house and the child was in the house, and a random guy comes in the house, the child was then said he needs to run away, go outside, don't stay in the house, don't talk about it. When you come home, when the parents come back home, come back home. That shit used to happen. Like, everybody knew the rapey guy that lives in the street. No one did nothing about it. Everybody knows the guys exist. The guy does random shit Sorry, I'm burping a lot. The man does random shit in the area, but nobody does nothing to stop it. And
it's not even that.
No, but wait.
I don't know what you're talking about. One, number two, it is like. You ever try to? Here's the thing. You ever try to
find one? How you cut him off and then tell him you don't want to vote?
All right, go ahead.
What I was trying to say with the whole thing is because they always blame the girl for whatever goes on. So that needs to change first of all. Like, not because a girl has something sexy on means the guy is not allowed to rape that person. But that's the mentality that everybody has. The mentality of, oh, the girl did this, and that's why this happened. No, it's not the girl did this, it's that guy did that. So that mentality, that what you're saying, that, oh, whenever something wrong happens, they blame the girl for something, needs to change. That something needs to change, first of all. Because it's not the girl's fault that the guy did something wrong. The guy did something wrong. So that needs to change, first of all. In terms of guys respecting women in general, like, there's multiple layers to that, because there's culture differences. Some cultures just don't treat women the same way still to this day. So there's that. There's the culture of generations past that still is ingrained in some kids today, especially in some parts of the Caribbean. Like, there's layers to it. And same way with how racism is, there's layers in racism, there's also layers in how men treat women, because women were not treated equally as men in a certain time period, and there's still some layers of onion attached to that, especially with when it comes to what religion you believe in. All of that plays a role, and especially if you're living in a multicultural place. And with the difference of religion and all of that plays a role in how men treat women, because certain religions don't believe that women are treated equally as well. So, should be treated equally as well. So there's multiple layers to this. And, yeah. How to fix it? I don't know.
I don't know.
I wanted to react on one of the first things what I'd say about nothing being done about the supposed person walking in your house. Do you know how hard it is to file, like, one of those police reports? And whether or not people take you serious. And it is one of the hardest things to prove, you know?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But it's hard to prove.
Because also, if somebody, but also if somebody just walk in your house, nobody gonna do nothing about that. Yeah, they might go talk to the person or something like that. But like, if they ain't do nothing to you, you can't. You don't have any type of allegation or anything like that.
Yeah, but
and then oftentimes it'll be a situation where you go file a report about something, like somebody trying to do something to you or anything like that, and it is just like, yeah, we can't do nothing for you until something actually happened. Then even if something actually happened, you know, you have a statute of limitation. You have to have some type of proof, because people are so afraid of people getting falsely accused of rape that you have like you need did and the what, like for like 10 things for you to be able to like actually like get a case, and then get, once you get a conviction, and then especially like Dutch law, especially in the freaking Caribbean, first of all, Dutch law already, they don't put people away for like what you gonna get, max 2 years for that, and then you out in like what? Like, that's what is like, is a problem with the judicial system. But then also at the same time, it's not much that could be done, because you don't want people in jail for false rape allegations. But if, let me put it in this way, right? If your female friend come to you and tell you somebody rape her, right? You gonna believe her, right? You gonna be like, yo, that's terrible and whatnot. Yes or no? If your partner come to you and tell you, yo, this chick saying I rape her and this and that, what's your reaction then?
But I'm gonna ask questions with both.
Asking questions, yeah.
You ask questions with both.
Yeah, because this has happened. I've been in both situations.
I can tell you what I did in that situation. So when that story broke out, that and I know both of the individuals, and he come and tell me, yo, this girl tell me this and that, and I was like, well, we gonna see what happened. I am not going to, because I cannot tell him that he's right, and I cannot say that she's right, because I was not there. So I'm not going to big up in a situation where I was not present. Now, if I was present, then I have more say in the matter, because I saw what happened. But if I didn't see what happened, then I am not going to interject myself in any situation regarding someone accusing someone else of something. That's why when it comes to that, I usually don't take someone's side on something I do not know, because that's not the way you should take sides to begin with. You can only take sides if you know for 100% that this man did not do it. For example, if they accuse King of doing something, but King on that day, King was with me the whole day, and we came home together, and then we both said bye together, then I'm bigging up the man, because then he has an alibi that I was with him. Then I can address it. But if I don't know what you did, I'm not gonna big you up and help you. And same thing for a girl. Like, I'm not going to go out of my way without knowing for sure that he did what he did. Like, because honestly, there's been times where that shit happened and people were accused of doing something, and then later come to find out the father said it, or the mother said tell her to do it. Like, there's been times that stuff like that happened too. So me knowing this, I'm not going to then interject jump to myself.
Exactly.
Just let the law do its thing, and if it comes out, he did it, he did it. And if he did,
yeah, okay.
Out, he didn't do it. But that's the only reason. Look, the thing about I understand it's fucked up, because sometimes the law fails.
Yeah, that's the only way I could agree with you without.
But like, what, you want to take the law in your hands, and what if you're wrong? That's the thing. That's why the only thing you can do is stay outside of it, because you can't do anything regardless.
I'm not saying take the law into your hands, though. But here's the difference, right? Like,
if somebody accused your partner of like robbing somebody or something like that, you're going to either pick a side or you're not gonna pick. Like, you're gonna be like, no, I believe you one time. Whatever your partner say. Like, but then when it comes to something like that, and then the problem, the main issue is like, I don't know if y'all realize how thing it is for that to actually happen to you, because no matter what, that's somebody, best friend, that's somebody, cousin, the uncle, brother, whatever. And it's not the type of thing where you could just file a claim, like go to the police station, make a report, and then that's it. You're going to make a report, and then you're going to get the family members or the cousins or the friends in your inbox and all over calling you everything and calling you out of your name, calling you all type of shit, telling you how you a hoe, how you this, how you that. And then it's like so hard to prove on top of it too.
Yeah.
So then you might end up doing that, get people calling you all type of shit, and then you still ain't get nothing from it. Yeah. Except now people want to be sending you death threats and all kind of shit.
Yeah, it's fucked up. But that's the thing. Like, regardless, like, what the family does, like, I still tell women, like, they have to come out, because if you don't come out, then the system is going to benefit that guy more. Because then it's going to be too late eventually, and then when they finally do come out, then they can't really do much with the information that came out to begin with. And the family, what the family does, like, yeah, like, it's fucked up. But that's, for better or for worse, that's what you would expect a family would do. Most of the time.
But it's a case, it really depends on a case-by-case basis. Because I understand how she feels that we, some, like, fellas in general would mostly try to stick up for the boys or whatnot. But that's not the case with everybody or things. I know a lot of my friends, or a lot of my friend base, if we had to find out what one partner was raping or one partner was doing rape or stuff like that, it wouldn't be a friendship.
Yeah.
I could only speak for me and my people. I can't speak for everybody else, you check?
I feel like the complicated thing that is often kind of not get mentioned in these conversations, I feel, is like, people that rape ain't necessarily advertising their raping ways, though. Like, I understand the sentiment that has often come from women, where it's like they would like it for men to talk to check their partners, because it's like, generally speaking, men is who raping, doing the raping type of thing. So for men to handle the problem, handle it amongst the people, like, check your partners and make sure that ain't nobody doing that. But it's like, the dude that is raping ain't coming to tell me, yo, I just raped this chick type of thing. Like,
no, but it's, okay,
I don't have problematic behavior. Partners, but it's, I have heard, problematic, I have behavior been in a
that you can check, but it's not like, it's certain, yeah, situations where it might happen. It is a club situation, for example, the culture of people that run trains and stuff like that. If it's something like that where there's multiple people and there's witnesses and all y'all doing the gang situation, that is something I can understand. You can take active action and you can do stuff about that. You can call out, like, yo, the concept of running trains, that is problematic. That is also known as gang rape, basically, like, different things, at least if it's not consensual type of thing. But I mean, it's just like,
but I feel, but like,
I don't expect you to check your panels though. Like, although I have been in a situation, like, in group settings where I heard guys make rape jokes before, and the panels just was like, thought it was funny.
I mean, it depends on the joke. I know it can sound problematic, but, like, I agree with Dave Chappelle on this. To me, it's not just, I understand rape is not, I don't think a person getting raped is funny, but there are ways to talk about the concept of rape that could end up being a joke that is funny and causes a laugh. That does not necessarily mean I condone rape.
But is that in combination with your actions, especially like if I hear you make a type of joke like that, right? And I see how you just move when you're drunk and then your partners don't check you. That's a little concerning to me, because if I feel uncomfortable to the point that you would never come in my house, like even if me and you don't hang around in the same circle or we cool or whatever, but I hear certain shit and then I just like, and then I see how you just act sometimes, and then I'm like, nah, you don't need to be nowhere around me, because I already like experienced things where I like people you would never have an inkling about would do some shit, and then it's people who just give you like this weird vibe. I feel like when God sending you red flags, you gotta listen to them. You gotta be like, all right, cool.
Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying with King said, while yes, granted, the most extreme situations you can't really show proof or signs that this fella raped this or been raping people or whatnot. But like if you going out and you check in to see like a friend of a friend, like you, okay, me and you going to the club. Mm-hmm. I introduce you to one of my partners bam. We chilling throughout the night, whatnot. You see this fella getting a little handsy with girls, or like if a girl would pass, then he would like just grab her ass and try to make a joke out of it. And obviously, she don't know him and he don't know her. To me, that's not saying a man who is do that does rape. But
I understand.
Those are small little signs to be like, boy, yo. That is a case where fellas could be checked.
Like, it's one of those things where, like, I don't know if you're familiar with the concept, but there's, like, a pyramid of rape culture, and it breaks down. It has, like, all the different layers of things that play into rape culture that is not necessarily, it's not full-blown rape, but, like, from the catcalling to different aspects of male behavior. And to me, that is where I understand. There is certain things that you could see, but it's not like your partner telling you he's raping. So it's, like, for that type of thing, you can check certain behaviors. That's basically what I was trying to say, like, you're not gonna know to that extent. If you've seen certain things, you could call him and not be like, yo, that joke or this thing that you perceive as a joke, that may not be a joke. Because to me, it's not, don't misinterpret my statement about the thing where I'm saying rape is funny. It's not, but it's a topic, in my opinion, like anything else, depending on the joke that you make, it can be funny. It's not to say, but anyway, that's.
I see to a certain extent what you're saying, because let's be real. When you think about rape, mostly most situations you think about women, there's nothing funny about that situation in general. But I can give you a lot of rape jokes about men. So it's like both of them is fucked up, but one is definitely more accepted than the other. I can guarantee you that.
To be honest with you, all the rape jokes I just hear is concerning women. I never heard a rape joke about a guy.
Don't drop the soap.
How you mean? Don't drop the soap.
I mean,
jail, all that is joke.
But I mean like actual
cultural, like, jokes that
social. No, but I saying like in social context, whenever I hear somebody actually like in real life joking about it, is never did they never joking about men. Like whenever I have heard jokes, like especially when.
So you've never heard nobody make the joke, don't drop the soap joke? So you've never heard joke, don't drop the soap? In real life? Like outside of a TV, maybe Friday or something, like none of you. And that is a rape joke. I'm just saying, I'm not saying it's funny or not. That's up to everybody who hears it, but it is a rape joke. It's a rape joke about men raping men. That is what is implied by don't drop the soap. If you do, you're going to get raped by a man.
I'm just saying, like, in a social situation, I can't remember a time of hearing that. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's there, though.
Maybe we're showing our age in a little bit.
No, but I think... I think it's more so that fellows more inclined to say that to no dude gonna come tell me that, you understand what I'm saying?
Of course not. Yeah
exactly. So I feel like that's a type of joke that fellows would have with fellows, like it wouldn't be like you would necessarily say.
Yeah, but
I've heard it before, but like actually in real life. But like,
That's the thing. Who came up to you and said like a rape joke to women? Like.
No, not to me, but like in my presence. In my presence, I've heard it, and about not necessarily. It more so about like shows and stuff like that. I've been before in the past, but in those circumstances, it was women.
Well, I mean, never, like, we can't speak to you on your experience, and your experience is thing of how you feel based on how you feel. We can only say in our experience is quite prevalent, and I personally have seen it made by women in front of women, all around women. So that's why it's like, for me, it's definitely something, a normal something. The rape jokes for men is almost like the empathy for men when it comes to rape jokes is not there. Or at least that's how I have experienced it.
But either way, in some ways, I feel we're getting a little bit off topic because it's not about men.
Or rape in general.
I would say, though.
I forget how we got here.
I would say, just coming off of what Kalissa was saying, I have experienced like certain men are inclined to like make these inappropriate or misogynistic, maybe not to the extent of like rape, but something you wouldn't say to a woman. Like if you're in a group of guys is more inclined to say jokes like that, just because there's a bunch of guys, you know, expecting you feel the same way they do, and it's like in your head it's like, no, I don't, like, you're weird, I don't agree with what you're saying now, but because this person is in a group of dudes thinking that all dudes think the same, they're gonna go and say what would be deemed inappropriate.
Outside of my friend group, like there is like one or two of those random, like not random, like people that we know who they are, and that like when they dare, like they make those comments, and it's like, yo, this man weird. Like, you notice me, like even in our group, like we know that one guy that every time like he walk around, he's like, oh, fuck me, dog. And then walk away, and then the group can breed again. But yeah, I don't walk with these people. I know they exist, though. I'm not saying they don't exist.
But like that kind of touches on something Kalissa was saying earlier about like the process of taking down these people and all of that. Is like, there's oftentimes a lot of shit that makes it a complicated process. Why not, like, justice doesn't get served if it's like this person is known to be the molester or the raper in the neighborhood or whatever. Is like, on St. Martin, there certainly are, and we know certain people that fall into that category, but it's just like, this person is the family member of a politician, or they're a family member of a police, or the friend of a police or a politician. Or like,
it's not only that, no. It's like, more likely than not, you're more likely to get raped by either a family member or somebody that you know than a random person. So then that's kind of problematic, because like, you're not going to, who the fuck gonna file a claim against a family, you know, like not file a claim, but like, you know, open a police report or something against.
But you see, I find like that's what Woods was saying. I find that mentality is what Woods was talking about that needs to change, though. That is definitely one of the things that needs to change.
That can't change until the things in place change. That's a defense mechanism
type of thing.
If I don't get no justice, why would I come forward type of thing? If it's nothing but downsides for like, I speak up, I get death threats, no. I lose my job type of thing. Unless there's things in place to protect the woman. It's like, why would she come forward if I'm not going to get justice and I'm going to get ridiculed and shamed? But if you're not protected me, why would I come forward?
If you don't come, because like, here's the thing, like, I get it, it's fucked up, but if you don't come forward, more people.
So the woman gets raped, I speak up, and she gets killed, and then what happens?
Gets killed.
What do you think that threats and all of this, depending on the person that you're accusing?
I get what you're saying, but this is what's going on the island right now, that people did not come out, and these guys them were raping a bunch of kids. And look, right now I'm in a group that we're in trying to encourage women to come out, because at least then we can make somewhat of a database of the people that rape kids and do inappropriate things with kids and women on the island, because we don't have that. There were mad times these people were just, they go to jail and then they come out because maybe one girl made a claim, but then like he got locked up, came out, but there's not a list for these people them to be on the island. That's one thing we're fighting for.
Once.
Things need to be changed. I understand what you're saying. I understand there's drawbacks to it, but staying silent is something we should
stop. I don't feel like you do understand. Who is this?
I get where you're coming from, and to me,
people need to stop. Like we need to stop the culture that exists right now, in terms of ridiculing women from coming out. We have to stand behind them and stuff like that. Stuff like
you could say that all you want, but words. If the majority of the people get raped by a family member, do you know what's going to happen when you go to the police department and file a police report that your cousin or your uncle or this one or that one rape you? Half your family going to shun you. That is what is going to happen. Half the family going to say, you want attention, you want this, you want that.
So we're gonna then
and then I'm gonna continue.
Yeah, I get it. But then stay quiet because it's your family member.
It's a complicated situation.
I get it, but I'm just saying the right thing is always to speak out. Regardless, like what happens afterwards,
You need to change your thing. You can't say the right thing to do is what you feel or what you think should be done. Because by you saying that, I'm making a statement that, yeah, all situations, the right thing to do is to speak out. And that's not true. That's not the case. That's why it's a complicated issue, because not everybody has those opportunities, those situations, those chances, or those support to come out and do that. I see what King's saying now.
But
don't get me wrong. I feel what you're saying as well. But by you saying that is the 100% right way, that's not true either. It's not. It would help to make things better, yes, but that would not help every individual situation, G. It won't.
It's great and good thinking versus
Exactly. This is a situation where it's a greater good something. Do I want to do as a personal choice? Do I want to use my example? I speaking off of the women that I've had these conversations with. Please do not take me in the thing that I just speaking off of what I've been told. For them is either, do I want to put my personal stuff out there and be ridiculed and judged and have my life basically ripped apart for other people? Or do I just want to take my salt, lick my wounds, take what I have to take, try to forget about it, and just move on? That's the choice they have, you check? And that's not an easy one, regardless of which one you choose, G.
God, for some people, it's literally like loss of job, all kind of shit.
Easy choices. I would at least...
It don't matter what you would rather do. I don't understand. Like, do you understand how difficult it is to cope with?
I understand how difficult it is, but that's the whole thing that we're in the group on the island. That's why the protests are happening, are trying to change. So if we accept that women getting raped is something that if they have a choice, they should, and if it's a family member, they should do it, because the repercussions of coming out is bad. We should change what the repercussions are.
No, you talking about the repercussions, you're talking about what people telling you. I'm asking, do you understand how hard it is for an individual to cope with being raped?
Yes, but when the person, we should and here's the whole thing about the situation. So we're talking about choosing to come out and choosing not to come out. I'm talking about when the person, if the person is ready to, they should not feel afraid because of what other people are going to do. If the person is ready to come
out... Ah, but you see, now your statements are...
No, different. But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, if the person wants to, there should not be in their head
of that's kind of a
what
big,
the family big is going to do afterwards. Because then it's not... She wants to come out, but she can't because of what the family is going to do or what people are going to say about her. That needs to change.
What? You'll never be able to control that, because you know why? Because the person that one, I could show you I this person, but I showing somebody else I a totally different person. You know how many people follow rape their friends, but they don't believe their friends because that's not the person they experience. That's not the person they grow up with. It got a girl in a room.
This is a big
high profile case where her father raped her sister, and she turned on her sister because she went to the police. Because that's not the man that she grew up with. So regardless of whatever you think, we shouldn't act like that, that's what's going to happen. Realistically, it's going to happen because the person I experience is not the person you experience.
Yeah, I get that.
So you're going to turn around and look at me like I want attention.
Yeah, I get that. But should you then not come out because of fear of what your quote-unquote sister might do? Should you now
What good is it if you cannot prove it? They're more than likely not going to get convicted or nothing.
Woods, I have a question. If you can't prove it. I have a question. In your scenario, like, what is... When do people come out, they have a database. The purpose of this is to, I assume, get justice in some kind of way. Hopefully, if you could get these people locked up.
Because now we're looking at it in a bigger perspective. Because the problem is the laws are not fitted to help these people, first of all. So, you coming out, like, the goal, at least the goal, because right now the government ain't helping because we have fucked up laws for people that do that rape.
Is the goal justice, Woods? Is the purpose justice?
The purpose,
like, justice, some kind of...
The purpose right now, because we're fighting to change the laws, the purpose, at least, of coming out is to first make change the culture from making it being super hard to come out to being people being more comfortable to come out because they have a group of people that's behind them. We're not saying all of them are going to be saying the truth, because you're going to have a case-by-case basis of if it's in the truth, yes or not. But it should not be you come out and the first thing you get in is ridicule. So this is what we're trying to change. We're encouraging people to come out, at least, as a starting point. Now, what does that do? When a lot of people come out, then you know, okay, there's a trend. It's not just this one guy with this one girl. It's not just this one. Like, if people come out, then you can address or at least present the problem to the government. To like, yo, guys, this is a fucking problem. And we have a list of people accusing a bunch of people. Because once you have a big enough sum, you can actually do something about it. But if people don't come out and they keep it locked up, then this thing gonna keep happening. And then if the culture never changes, then we're gonna say, okay, you have if somebody gets raped, like if because the situation is too fucked up, the government ain't behind you, no one's behind you, so just keep it to yourself. It's fucked up right now. I'm not saying it's not fucked up, but I don't...
Woods, honestly, like, from what I'm hearing, I agree with everything you're saying. And to me, that is how things should be handled and addressed in an ideal situation. The only thing I was trying to get at is, like, does your goal match what is at stake for the individual who might come forward with their particular story? It's a complex thing.
Yes.
For each individual, what might lead to them being more comfortable or not comfortable, because to me, your situation works if we actually working on the support, basically.
Yeah.
If there is something in place where, for example, there is a fund so that if you come forward and maybe it was at the workplace or whatever, you are entitled to some kind of monthly support, so you don't have to worry about, oh, you can lose your job because your employer sexually harass you, so you're afraid to come out because you need to feed your kids at XYZ. If there's some kind of support fund to make sure your bail's gonna be covered if you do come out, there's making sure we send in security to your house to potentially watch and protect you from the accuser that, or family of the accuser, or relatives of the accuser, or some random hitman that the accuser hired to kill this. Like, you don't know how kind of ways people are taking action against the people that come out and accuse somebody of rape or sexual assault or whatever. So to me, it's like, everything you said, it sounds great, and I agree wholeheartedly with it. It just needs that. And it sounds like, from what you're saying, y'all are trying to work on addressing those issues to make it more comfortable. It's like what you're saying about changing the culture, so it's more accepting of people so that they feel comfortable to come out and those type of things, you know, their strength in numbers, etc. So it's like, if they're at least outed, people know about him, people know what the target is or who to look out for and all of that. So I do get where you're coming from. It's just a complex thing. That's all.
No, I understand that wholeheartedly. I'm just I'm very emotional about this.
I don't know. I legit feel what's saying as well, but again, based on the conversations I've had with those who have been in those situations, I also see what Calista's saying as well. So like, for me, at least my personal thing is, it gotta be a mixture of both. It gotta be a combination of two. It's not a subject that has one direct solution.
Yeah, one thing I just want to say, before I let everybody else talk again, sorry. Like, from my friends that been through this, a lot of them, like, they've never really become themselves again. Like, they've stayed quiet about it, and they've legit never been themselves again. They can't do random, normal ass shit without being paranoid every single time of the day. Some of them can't sleep good at night. Like, this thing, like, regardless, like, it stays with them. And to then keep that by yourself for the rest of your life is not...
That's not necessarily what people are advocating for, neither. Because no, to me, it's like, there's a difference between outing my accuser and me just staying with it and going to therapy. Because there's a lot of people that's like, yo, don't make no scene, don't go public, deal with that internally, so you could move on for your own personal growth and shit. Go talk to a therapist.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying that's the right way.
You're still living with the person in the house. How you gonna move on when... when there's birthday parties of this individual in your family that you constantly need to see at family gatherings and all of this.
I hear what you're saying, but that is the reality for many women that has come out. That is the reality for many women that have accused the people publicly as well, which is why some of them now learn, as I was saying, it's a defense mechanism. Like, it's a defense mechanism, so I learned to not come out, because we've seen history is a similar thing to, like, black people and the cops and their distrust of the police and things. Like, over time, if I see you kill a black person as a cop and ain't no justice gonna get solved, at a certain point I stop almost even thinking justice could happen.
And what do we do to somewhat bring light to that? We protest, right?
Okay, but you can let it happen.
No, I'm just saying, like, this is what I'm saying. Like, you got to at least try, dog. You gotta fight. Even though,
I agree. Like, my whole thing is just make sure you it's not easy to say.
It's not. I'm not saying it is easy, but
if you want people to fight, make sure the support lined up.
Yes.
That's my point, Woods.
And that's a fucked up thing about it, because on Aruba, people have they talk mad shit about it until it comes to the point, and then most of the island don't do shit, dog.
That is my point exactly.
I get you, because the culture is like that.
So you want people to come out and let's say that accuse somebody. And like you say, what are you going to do if you're living with a person? What you think will happen if you accuse the person and nothing will happen?
Yeah, that's why you're going to be in a fuck-up situation, regardless. You're going to be in a fucked up situation.
Wait, okay, wait.
Not you don't think worst situation.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Which one? Which one is better or worse?
That's subjective, though.
Woods, let me ask you a question. Are you a victim of rape? If not, I don't think you should really have too much to say on this about which is better or worse.
I am not a
victim. Like, I hear you. I sympathize because I have many female friends. And I can't never, no matter how much stories I've heard.
Let me just say this. Someone that's not even a half a step far removed of me was raped. And I have to live with that till this day. Of the psychological things that's attached to that. That's why I'm emotional about it. There's a reason why I'm emotional about it.
Right? What? And I'm hearing what you're saying.
The person came out about it 30 years after the person that did it to that person passed away. And still has to deal with that somehow, mentally. No one knows about it in the family. Everybody regards this person as a really good person.
Exactly. And then if the person come up, they're going to say that, oh, you're just trying to make a scene, or you're just trying to get attention. That's going to happen, because if you regard this person as a really good person, if you come out, no, you burn all your bridges.
It's legit got to be a personal something. You can't get mad at those that don't. You can't get mad. No, I know. Not Wood, but in general, people can't get upset at those who don't, or people can't get upset at those who do, because each personal situation is different, Jed. A lot of people don't have that support. A lot of people have a situation where that person that has done the action is the favorite, is the supporter of the family, or the black backbone of the family, or the good person of the family, and stuff like that. But I also see what Woods is saying as well. If you don't come out and at least say something, that person could potentially continue to keep doing the same thing, and the whole culture is never going to change. Anybody that feels that, I can do this and get away with it, that whole stigma going to continue as well if people don't continue to think.
Which and that's why I say support. That's why I say, if you don't ask me to fight, if you're not gotten the support ready, if you want me to fight, make sure you bring my shield and my sword and shit if you want me to fight. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, I get exactly where both you and Woods coming from. Because somebody has to try, somebody has to start to get a shift happening to change the culture, to make it more acceptable. But for those people that are going to be on the front line taking those shots coming out, you best have the shields ready. Or else don't get mad at the people not out there wanting to take the shots, because that is the reality now. If I step out there, I'm going to get shot.
That's why you're not at me. In the first,
like,
yeah.
Me Too movement. This is how it started. Like, you need the needle at least to be moved somewhat in the workspace to make it up. Because that's basically a similar dynamic. Because if you're going to go to your boss that has the power dynamic and you put yourself out there, be like, yo, he did this to me.
The thing is, the only thing is you can't say it has to be done. That's the only thing we're saying. You can't tell somebody they have to do that.
You can't tell somebody it's right to do that.
That's our only thing.
I am not disagreeing
with y'all neither, no. But I'm saying in order to... Because we were talking, how do we change it?
That is true.
The conversation. So if we're trying to change it, you need to do stuff. You cannot change something by not doing anything. Then it will never get changed.
But... what I'm trying to tell you is, what type of message you think that will send to the person that was accused, right? If somebody file a police report against them and nothing gets done, Sean was just talking about, they feel like they're going to get away with it. You know how much that amplifies that feeling once somebody press charges against you and nothing is done and your reputation is fine and everybody forget about it?
That's what I'm saying.
That's 10 times worse.
But that's what King and also Woods were saying. You have to be willing to want to come out. One, that's what Woods was saying. And King was saying they have to have those systems in place. If those systems are not in place to get that support, then it don't make sense for you to even want people to come out.
Thank you.
But I'm not saying getting support. I'm talking about purely if no action is for, like, if you file a police report and they determine it don't have enough evidence, the person get away scot-free, which is what has happened in a lot of instances.
But this is the support we're talking about. All of that is to ensure it, so that if that is your situation, can you have a new house?
Not that easy.
Is there a relocation program for, like, if it's your father, for example, that is the rapist in the situation, and you have to live under his house? This is your legal guardian. There needs to be a relocation program that is like a women's safety foster home type of situation for people that might not be of legal age, so that, okay, cool, well, your dad is a rapist, here is a house you could go to where we take care of people that went through similar situations or something, because they obviously can't go back home because it's not a safe environment. If shit like that is not in place, to me, don't expect no woman to say shit. That is my standpoint. If in terms of, like,
I don't even mean purely that. That's the thing. I mean from the rapist perspective. I mean, as in, if that person gets away scot-free, whether the girl gone or whatever, does that not reinforce the idea that he could do whatever he wants and get away with it? Especially if somebody file a report and he just get away scot-free. Does that not reinforce that?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, but it still helps the movement. It still is.
Now I see what Woods is saying. I have it backwards up with this to a certain extent. If you don't report it, he's still getting away.
Yeah, is more power in somebody reporting you and you getting away scot-free happening to you.
But how is there power if that person is no longer around for you to victimize?
She has the right to feel how she feel. What she said there different is a lot different to what is whole thing, and that's the same thing David Woods got pulled up on it too. You have right to feel how you feel, but then you cannot tell Woods he does not, like, he can't feel the way he feels as well, or how he feeling and thinking about it is wrong, because his emotion is based off of the stories he heard from other people. Versus based on the authority here from long one. No, but you make it, you giving the feeling, I get that as well. It seems like you're giving the feeling that what Woods saying or Woods' way of approaching it is completely wrong. And that's not true either.
I guess saying it's completely wrong, but I'm saying if you don't change the judicial system, it don't make sense. Because if that person is getting away scot-free, now he have more power, he got more confidence, because they send in a police
that's
street.
That's what we've been saying, though.
Is that not the support we're talking about?
That is what we've been trying to tell you. That's what we're trying to, if you don't have the support, we don't know. That's what we have.
Y'all saying support Vegas. Fuck no.
Yeah, that is one way. That is one way we feel into thing, but we don't know the specifics of that support system, Kalissa. That is one way we feel that it could change. We don't know how to change it. This is all a hypothetical.
I gave mad examples. I gave multiple examples, so it's not really vague. I gave multiple examples addressing the situations that we were talking about.
And so did Woods as well.
Like, yeah. It's not mad vague. I explained support as like shield and sword, using metaphors and everything. I think I was pretty clear.
No, but I was talking about specifically judicial system. Y'all say supporters and people backing them up, like housing and stuff like that.
No, but Ad King mentioned the judicial system, Kalissa. Both of them mentioned it.
All right.
Rashid, how long are we going for now?
About
28
minutes.
Okay, and that sounds about like, you know, the right length for a link up episode. Bye. I mean, it seemed like this conversation getting quite heated, and, you know, I mean, I understand, because it is a touchy subject, because it is something that affects a lot of people personally that got, you know, relations, so it makes all the sense. But we on the same side here, people.
That was mentioned as well.
Rape is wrong. We want to see change happen. We are disagreeing on how we see the change going about. My standpoint is pretty much, I think support needs to come out. Support meaning judicial laws changing, meaning creating infrastructure and different stuff, institutions to exist to support victims in whatever situation. I can't think of every rape scenario right now to list out every scenario that needs to be like the type of protection this person may need. That's why I mentioned stuff like either you're getting security at your house, a relocation program, a fund to support you if it's a job, workplace type of thing. There's mad other scenarios that people can think of that rape happens in, but I can't cover all of them right now. Just off top, but support, basically protection, make it a safe environment so people can speak out, and the repercussions, all the negative stuff we've been talking about in this conversation, something is in place to mitigate the negative repercussions, to encourage more women to come out. Like, I think these are things we all generally agree on, so it's like, I don't know where to end this. Kalissa, since this initially was your topic, I guess if you got final thoughts, things you still want to say on it, things that might not have been mentioned.
Yeah, I think that's more or less. We could start wrapping up. Are you got any plugs?
No.
Make sure to check out the Mr. King LP, which is on all streaming services, whichever one you may prefer: Apple, Tidal, Spotify, Deezer, anything you choose to listen to music on, YouTube Music and those things, if you want to purchase it. That helps to support me, which in turn can help support the Link Up. So that was on, Apple Music and Amazon or Google Play, you know, if you want to buy it, purchase the album. Woods?
Okay. Yeah, I ain't got nothing to move me either, and I don't think we should even bother asking Rashid. King.
Alrighty then, with all of that being said, people, I hope you enjoyed the episode. For those people that stayed with us all the way to the end, make sure to like and subscribe. Like this video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, follow us on Spotify or those if you prefer listening in audio format and all of that. And with all of that being said, we'll see y'all the next time we link up. Woods.
Yes.
One second, guys. My phone is off.